D.
Yeah, Harold Creswell, please.
Speaking.
Harold, this is Roy Mercer up there, Thomas. How are you?
Fine.
Listen, I bought a pair of drumsticks in your store here the other day for my boy Raymond.
Uh-huh.
And we had a kind of a problem with them drumsticks.
Yeah.
Well, my little girl, she's 4.5 years old. Little girl was in there, and then she went to playing with them drumsticks. And she got one of them up her nose. And the gall dang tip come off up in there. We had to take her down there to that emergency room in Waterford there last night to get the thing took out of it.
Well,
You think it's funny? Her mama is still tore up over the thing, and the poor little girl is just terrified. We had to take her down there to that emergency room at Waterford last night and get that gall dang, that nylon tip out of her nose.
Who is this?
This is Roy Mercer from Thomas, Oklahoma, just up the road there. I'm a little bit tired because we've been up all night with my little girl. We got some doctor bills, Harold, we're going to have to get took care of. Hello? Hello?
Did he hang up?
I'll teach him to hang up on me.
CD music.
Yeah, I need to speak with Harold Creswell. I was talking to him, and was he either hung up on me or we got disconnected?
I don't have any idea.
Well, I need to speak with Harold.
Okay.
Hello?
Is this Harold?
Yeah, who is it? Is this a joke? Are you for real, man? Are you telling me this? Is this a true story?
Well, what are you doing hanging up on me? I'm coming down there to your music store today, and I'm either going to get some satisfaction out of these doctor bills, or I'm whooping somebody's ass.
Sir, we don't take threats over the telephone. We have a lawyer, and we have a county sheriff here.
Well, you get around them all up, and I'll whoop all of them's ass.
More than welcome to,
sir. I'll whoop all of them's ass if I have to. Give him that. Are you going to be there all day?
Hey,
Dad.
Hello.
That's twice y'all hung up on me.
Sir, I'm not going to talk to you on the telephone anymore.
Well, now how come?
Well, who is this?
This is Roy Mercer from Galdang, Thomas, Oklahoma.
Now, when did you buy these drumsticks?
It was in this store yesterday. And it happened last night. It's some of them Lugig drumsticks.
You have a receipt?
Well, hell yes, I got a receipt. I got a receipt for some doctor bills that we had to get took care of, too. That little girl's going to go around for the next 2 weeks with one nostril bigger than the other. Well, they had to dig in there with the hell. They had some kind of salad tongs or something they stuck up in her nose to try to drag that thing out of there. She's screaming and squalling and hollering, and her mama, Sharon Jean, she was all to pieces. And the boy, Raymond, he ain't going to pick up the drumsticks no more. He won't even play in the band no more. He cried all night long.
Sir, there's nothing I can do to help you.
Well, I'll tell you what. How big a boy are you?
Sir, I'm about as big and mean as they come.
Is that right? Well, you know, it ain't nothing for me to have to whoop a man's ass.
God. Who is this? Sir, I don't think you're for real.
Well, you think it's funny, don't you?
No, if it's true, it's not. But, sir, I don't think you're for real.
Well, I'm as real as you are. Pinch me and I bleed. Squeeze me, I cry.
Brent, is this you? You piece of shit.
Oh, Harold!
Well, I just said a bad word.
I know you done that, and I'll tell you what, it is another reason I'm coming down there and whooping your big ass. You got some defective drumsticks down there that you better get took care of. Because I tell you what, her senior picture is going to look awful damn funny with one nostril bigger than the other one.
Now, was that a drumstick or a bass drum mallet?
Well, her mama's the one that uses the bass drum mallet.
Is that the one that has the big wooden ball on the end of the big fluffy felt thing?
Absolutely. She can get it all the way back to the wooden ball and never sneeze.